Then welcome to my presentation, the new mainframe for edge computing and industry 4.0. My name is Sarah Julia Kriesch. And yes, I thought whether it would be the correct presentation for lightning talks or 15 minutes. Therefore, I give a short introduction about the new released mainframe. And I thought about, is Big Endian continuously the right name for that? The agenda is a funny exchange with IBM during a meetup. Then the topic mainframes and the new mainframe release, then we are coming to topics like edge computing, industry 4.0, cloud native computing, real-time systems, how it is integrated into the new mainframe, and finally the question whether it is whether Big Endian would be the correct name continuously. I have to say, I have switched my role within Accenture from a DevOps consultant to IoT. And when I said, sorry, I'm switching to IoT, the mainframe is a thing for me now. And then, no problem, we want to release a mainframe for IoT at the moment. Tell me the keywords. I said, then, edge computing. Yes, that is possible. Next one. Cloud native computing, that also. Real-time system, that is also included. What can we do with you? When I made the suggestion, how about a birthday present? When is your birthday? I said, 3rd April. That is a perfect match for our release day. We will do that. I was so surprised by these statements by Wilhelm Wild, but they did that really this year. Firstly, a little bit about mainframes. Some of you didn't heard about that. That is a Linux One system, one of the formats, really large. And yes, you are calling that large high-performance computing systems. They are also called Big Endians. Sometimes you're receiving hints in builds that a Big Endian support would be required, but in the background, IBM has introduced the architecture S390X for that. It is mostly used for mission-critical data, therefore insurances, banking systems, data systems mostly are using mainframes in the backgrounds. And the benefit of that is that thousands of VMs can run on such a system. That is the new one, and you can see a really small one in front of that. That is the new IBM Linux One Rock Hopper 4. Linux One is, besides IBM C systems, a Linux system with a special configuration for Linux. And now, this year, you can buy it also as an additional rack mount model. I heard already some jokes like the C baby and something like that, but yes, that is a really small version, and that should be also a match for the industry. Here you can see a photograph from IBM, how they will transfer it to you. They did have executed crashing tests for the industry, whether you can have it in the production area. It is a matching size for adding it to production systems, and it can also communicate with embedded systems and other systems. From that, with the communication, we are coming to the topic cloud-native computing. IBM is providing support for SUSE Rancher and Red Hat OpenShift. The same as they collaborate with different public cloud providers, AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud, and of course, they provide also support for the IBM Cloud. And if you want to communicate between all the systems and embedded systems, Kafka is also available between the different message queues, and you can integrate it. Now we are coming to the topic real-time systems. We have integrated a real-time artificial intelligence with cryptography that transactional workloads. We give banking transactions as example that they should be protected and analyzed before the execution. If any wrong transaction or attack would happen, it will be protected and analyzed, and the real-time AI is saying that should not be executable anymore. That is also integrated into this new version. Now we are coming to my question, is Big Endian continuously the correct name for it? Because that is so small now besides all the big things. I would say that would be a nice thing for my home also. And I can tell you, after this funny discussion at the beginning of a meetup, at the end I asked also, can I receive such a mainframe for my home? And the executive architect had a smile in his face and asked then, with support or without? And I said then, without, I will receive my support via the Baxilla from IBM. Therefore, I want the cheap one. And it seems you can receive really such a mainframe for your home then. And yes, Big Endian, you should rethink that then. When we are really in time, are any questions related to that? One hint, I'm no IBMer, I'm working for Accenture, but I am working closely with them. I can see the IBMers close to monthly with our Young Talents mainframe meetup and everything else. And therefore, if you have got questions or ideas, you have got 5 minutes or 4 minutes now.
Good. Just a very quick and a bit personal question. So, do you have a mainframe at home yourself?
I want to receive it. I have to meet Willy during a meetup, and then I want to receive it. You said it. I can tell you that two students in the world have got already a really big mainframe at home. One is a PhD student at the FAU at the moment and is teaching mainframe programming there. But his mother isn't happy about the energy prices, I can say. That should have been changed now.
is the size of that machine that you are going to get home eventually, hopefully, that big, or are you going to get a smaller one?
You can buy all, I would say. I can say if you are a university and you want to receive a mainframe, in the past you have received such one with an offer of 5,000 euros without support. And this, I would prefer this one with lower energy costs and everything else. That would be enough. And I look.
Lower energy.
Lower energy prices too, I would say. And you can find also a video in the internet from IBM where they are showing crash tests, whether it is really hardened. I was a little bit surprised. Yes. Ben, thank you for joining. That was my last talk at the conference. See you during lunch if you have got continuously questions.